The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Christian soldier, It's time to arise and take your place. There's a call from the place of the Spirit. Prophecy has gone ahead of you. In that prophecy, they said you will not end ordinary. In that prophecy, they said you will change your generation. It's time to arise. In that prophecy, they said you will be a voice to the voiceless. It's time to arise. In that prophecy, they said that a soldier has been born. In that prophecy, it was said that the generation of favor has come. There is prophecy over your life. You cannot end ordinary. It's time to arise. It's time to arise. It's time to arise. Take that lesson from the beginning. That is the lesson from the beginning. Yes, bring it down. There's a first dose tonight. A first dose. A first dose. Can you power me up a little? Power me up a little. The first dose. The monitors. Get the monitors working better. There's a first dose tonight. Yes. Yes, yes, it's better. Glory. That's the first ghost. Kashine de ke. Eladi de ki ankropetinda su te kenke pokom bereketeya. It was said that you will not end ordinary. And you will say yes. Do that song. My song is yes.
I say yes. raised before.
Jesus. Jesus.
Read again. Power that song with your voice. Sing it again. But at the end of the day, Agai Marapo, Jesus. Jesus. As I give God my lifetime, He will take care of me. He will never let me down. As I give God my lifetime, if I give God my lifetime, I'm talking to you now, He will take care of you. It's a promise. He will never let you down. I know this. I will give God. He will take care of me. And He will never let me down. I will give God my lifetime as long as I am breathing. I will always as long as I am breathing, I will always. This man, you know that part?
All of my worship.
Do 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 do
Do you know this song? You know it, but just in my spirit.
This is my story. You are my song.
Of glory. It's looking like it already. That's a heavy presence of God in the house. Woo. The King is coming.
Glory and in majesty.
Every eye will see Jesus.
Every eye will see the King.
The King is coming. Oh,
glory and in majesty.
Every eye will see Him.
Hey!
Every eye will see
Come on, church! Onye nwere ji All time growing up, and something I found out is working in your purpose preserves your life. It's one of the major keys to long life. Like, if there is a reason for you to stay, it preserves your life. I mean, God knows that there are some of us that if we stay here 10 years more, it is more men. If you stay here 5 years more, it is more men. So Ezekiah told God, I can't go now. I'm not done with my job for you. I can't go now. Purpose preserves your life. I'm telling you. I had a man of God say this, and I began to think about it. It's actually true. It preserves your life. Some people pray for long life. Why do you want to live long? What will you be doing living long on earth? There are commitments we must make tonight. If I will live, Paul said, for me to live is Christ. It means if I'm going to live on earth, it will be living for you. If I die, it's gain because I know I'm going to heaven. But then if ever I keep living, it will be to herald the cost of the gain. So make that commitment going up. If you keep me alive, and every day I remember this commitment. I remember the days I prayed this prayer. And every new day I wake up, I know God kept you alive because you have to work for Him. Every day I open my eyes, another day to make impact, another day to fulfill destiny, another day to work in my purpose. Every day you wake up, every day. That's why I say to you, every day of your life, make sure there is something you are doing that is taking you closer to what God has said over your life. Make sure you preach to someone. Make sure you read a book. Make sure you pray. Make sure you add something to your life that is taking you close to where you are going. Purpose preserves us. And I tell you, we don't deserve what we get from God, quite all right. But there are some of us that God knows. Because my boy that I heard many years ago, he said, I'm not indispensable to God, but I'm very relevant to Him. And I tell you, some of us are quite very relevant to God. Make yourself relevant. That the devil knows that if he takes you out, he really won a big one. And God will let him win. Do you know, I heard a story that some guys or witches gathered and stories about people, as in the occultic world, said Satan, I don't know how it is. One of these guys that said he repented, said Satan literally pleaded with God, when will you take away this guy from the scene? And he'll be the host. There are men that are systems. Their presence alone is a threat to everybody. God keeps those guys. Because their 1 year is like people's 10 years. Purpose preserves your life. Are you following me? That is actually true. Think about it. Think of prayers. Do you know how many people that are praying for me every day I get on the road? Some of you are here. Because you know, if this guy is alive, something will be happening. Let your life count for something. Let your life count for something. And there are people that can go to God and say, Father, this one will not go. Kentucky told the story of a church member of his that died, a committed brother. And then he died. Kentucky entered there and knelt down and said, Father, no. This one is useful to me. You can't take it. And the guy came back. What are you living for? Every day you wake up, I need long life. What is your life counting for? That long life, God, what is it counting for? You are talking for 50 more years. What have you used the first 20 years to do? It's time to make your life count. To count. Are you following me? So you don't live a wasted life. Lift your hands. Just pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Hallelujah. Have your seat. You guys just hang around. No. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, please. Glory to God. Ooh. I don't like starting nice like this very energetically. But it's okay. You know, ministry is by the Spirit. I feel like you say that. If you learn what I just told you now, it will solve a lot of problems for you. You know, I was saying it jokingly on Sunday. There are certain things that you see us do here, and you return back to God and replicate the same thing, and it will not work. Because ministry is by the Spirit. Now, I'll give you an example. You know why I'm saying this? You saw when the choir minister the song they missed that tonight. You felt this, right? I was in church last Sunday. In the course of the meeting, I said, this song with minister, look at how it's going to be combined. It was never in my head. I said, bring these two songs, minister together. And at that moment, I was saying that I actually saw literally what was going to happen once they begin to minister it. So I was specially waiting for the administration. It's going to happen. Now, it doesn't mean that if you do it elsewhere, that I don't know if that's going to work. If you do it elsewhere, I don't know if that's going to work. But it's by the Spirit. That's why choristers, ushers, all departments, ideas are given by the Spirit. You can copy a few, you can allow a few things to inspire you. But at the end of the day, when God drops those things in your head, you try it, it's going to work. Amen. Glory to God. Ooh. Shumeneneledia kuparata. Tonight is for the glory of God. So I'll just speak as I'm led. I'll just say what God has put in my heart. The only reason I'm feeling bad tonight is that this program is ending tomorrow. That's the only reason I'm feeling bad. Wish we can just add like three more things. But it's not necessary. No, it is not. A lot has happened to you in these 4 days. Return. Make impact with them. I think that's the key thing. It's not living inside church. When we gather like this and God places things upon our lives, we return back. And they will make those things count. So once again, I want to welcome you. And by the way, that was a powerful ministration. Powerful teaching. Thank you. Amen. Powerful, powerful teaching. And some of the things that she raised tonight, I'm going to raise them again tomorrow. Because, see what she was discussing? Her sessions will help you maximize my session. It was deliberate. Those sessions are instructions that help you max. Even though after all this excitement you get when I teach, you just return. I get what I'm saying. Those sessions of instructions, you know, read your Bible, pray, all of that, protect your fire. Because you see what you are feeling in this meeting now. If you've been around for some time, you felt it before. Right? So what happens after? You are not able to protect the fire. This excitement, you possibly have had it before. So how am I sure that if you get to a land that it's not going to go back to business as usual? You protect the fire. It's all following me this evening. And those simple keys, you know, started talking about things that can quench your fire yesterday. And for it, there are things that can quench your fire. And when she was so spoke, you remember exactly how those things quenched your fire. Well, she spoke about
prayers that looked as though they were unanswered. I've seen people get into that kind of thing and they say, I'm not going to serve God again. We prayed, we fasted, we waited, and nothing happened. And that becomes their undoing. Because somehow they feel or they felt the prayers were not answered. But then, that it shouldn't be so. Because you know, the thing is, most times when people say that prayers are not answered, the problem is that they don't even know how God answers prayer. In fact, even if God answers, they will not know. Get what I'm saying? If you've never heard my voice, and you come and everybody's saying, Dad, and I say yes, if you call your own, if you don't know my voice, even if I say yes, you will not have answered you. I tell you that there is noise in the room. But someone that knows my voice can know that he has answered. Many don't even know God and how he answers. So they say, God did not answer us. Sometimes God has answered. Why somebody is praying to God for a job? For instance. And then, after he prays, he opens his phone and somebody says, come for interview tomorrow. He doesn't go. Then after he says, God did not answer me. God actually answered him. I get what I'm saying now. Answered him. Someone is saying, Father, I want this. And then there's a program coming up. And they say, make sure you are there from first to last. The real program, he will not go. That was his answer waiting for him there. He must have been praying over his health. Then they say, tomorrow is healing line. That's the day he will have an answer to come. You know God answered him, but he refused the answer. So what would the devil do? The devil will bring that particular matter up and put it before you. So you see, you pray, God doesn't answer. God doesn't answer prayer. Why are you serving him? And then your fire goes from there. There are certain thoughts you mustn't entertain as a Christian. When they come, expel them. God answers prayer. Listen. Have I gone to pray for a dead person to come back to life and he rose? Yes. Have I gone to pray for a dead person and the person did not rise? Yes. Prayed and prayed and prayed. The person died the more. It was getting colder. Right. I didn't leave that place saying, oh, if God is real, why didn't he rise? No, I have never had an if as to whether God is real. You know, the reason why you are that is because you have an if. I don't have an if. And let me even say this to Christians. If there are people that are doing all this idol worship, going back to their roots, and are making you feel like, I don't even know whether that's their root, but are making you feel like your own is not working. Even people who visit native doctors know that there are sometimes you go, it doesn't work. What do? They return out, they told us, you used black sheep, should have been white sheep. I get what I'm saying. You get to say, what time did you do it? 12:05. I can't speak in my 12:00. You thought they get to say, did you touch a woman within that period? I heard that's the reason. Now, you don't have touched a woman. They give you this, and they are patiently trying to find out. When it comes to God, they're complaining. Say that, put it to your heart. They're complaining. It did not work. Come and ask us why it didn't work. That's the reason it didn't work. I get what I'm saying. If it's the devil, we are patient with him. It's yellow cock. You should have brought. You brought red cock. This kind of issue is always yellow. Yellow cock. And he said, I don't have it. Here. Can I give you money to find it? Yeah, I can bring money. Can't chore here. Bring the yellow cock. You come back again. Did you visit a woman? You ate beans? No, now. Within this period, you don't normally eat beans. If you eat beans, and they are patiently trying to find out how it works. But then they tell you, yours is not working. This is working. This is working like it is working. It's really working, though. As a pastor, I'm privileged to stay with the people. I'm not a roaming minister, of course. Nothing's wrong with that. There are people that they're calling. But that gives me the privilege of being involved in people's life. Now sometimes you pray for people and then the answer doesn't really, it looks like it didn't come where you prayed. I've seen those things. What do? You stay put with them. Believe God with them. Don't ever doubt God. What I found out that at the end of the day, you'll find out why it didn't work. You will. There should be no reason for you to doubt whether God is working or he's not working. This thing is working. So some of you that particular issue has extinguished your fire. It has made you get cold. Because you prayed for this and that and it didn't work. Stop that rubbish. And what the devil, excuse me, what the devil didn't want you to see? That there are many other things you prayed for that worked. Many things you prayed for that worked. Many things. Can't you remember now? Take like a minute. Can't you remember one prayer that God, you prayed that God answered? Do you remember? Anyone that you prayed. Now share with your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, one prayer. One prayer that you prayed and God really answered you. One prayer. Do you remember? Oh, hallelujah. And you are good to me. Yes. Ooh. What a friend you have been. Yes. So good to me.
How you love me. What a.
Then nobody deceive you. God is answering your prayer. Like now. Like now. There's something I taught many years ago. I call it doctrine of remembrance. Do you remember that teaching? Where sometimes you just bring up your seat and sit down and begin to count what God has done for you. Deliberately. Because you see those ones, the devil will never let them come to your mind. So you sit down and deliberately call them to heart. 2017, I would have died, I had an accident. God came through for me. Count it. Mark what God has done and not forget it. I do it. Because the thing about it is, every day there are testimonies that you have. Every day there are miracles that happen in your life. You don't know every day. But just one or two that did not work. Or it's not even as though it did not work. It will still work. Or maybe it has worked. You don't even know how it has worked. Because sometimes it has worked. You hear that testimony that I shared last Sunday? This sister prayed to God for a job. Believed God for a job and all of that. Prayed. An interview came. She did the interview. They didn't get back to her. So she forgot it. And kept praying. Months after, they got back to her. And they told her, sorry, we didn't get back to you all the while. You applied for a contract job for 2 months. But we are renegotiating because we wanted to actually turn it from a 2 month contract to a 1 year long contract with monthly pay. Now, throughout all those months, she felt, God did not answer my prayer. But he was working behind the scene. Are you what I'm talking about? So all this, I say, God did not answer, is actually a lie. There's nothing like that. God is working. As in currently, God is working. You saw the prayers prayed in this meeting, God is working. Angels took note of all the prayers you prayed. It has gone to the God of heaven, they've been approved. So let the devil fool you. Don't let him fool you. So sometimes, again, sometimes we pray prayers that we don't even know that God is answering us in ways we don't understand. I'll give an example. Imagine someone, a lady is an abusive relationship. And the guy said, I'm going. And she's praying, Father, please don't let him go. You know how God will answer that prayer? God will end the relationship. God will let the guy go. Then she goes and says, but I begged you. It's now after years that she will look back. And she will find out that God actually came through. That's the truth. Because the God you're dealing with knows what you want more than you know it. He knows what you need. Let nobody make you feel like nothing is working. Something is working. Something is working. This year has not been a bad year. It has not. I don't know why God is putting these thoughts in my mind, but I'm just going to speak them as I hear them. It's not been a bad year. A few hitches here and there, but it's not been a bad year. we compare the world. You know the thing about it is there are people who don't even have food to eat. But you wake up every day. It's not been a bad day, sir. The devil planned his thoughts, but God won. So be encouraged. Something is actually working. God is working. So you see, I'm just referring to what she taught yesterday about things that want to quench your fire. These are thoughts that can drop in your heart. Say, if God is real, why is that one? Say, I'm not going to church again. Because it's December now. Almost December. People are posting it. I've already begun to see it. It's remaining 1 month for my pastor to explain to me how this year is my year. You know why he's talking like that? As far as it's concerned, it did not work. Now, let me now tell you, next year is not your year. Maybe that should make you calm down. We said this year is your year. No, it's not your year. But you know the thing, if he sits down and gathers his life from January to December, he will know that this year has been his year. If he just sits down, it's been your year. There are some of you that have never slept on a hospital bed this year. Yet it's not your year. Yet it's not your year. So there have been no accidents. Do you know the level of insecurity in this country currently? You go out, you come back, yet it's not your year. Let nobody fool you. This is your year. This is your year. Some of you have jobs that you do. Some of you do business. Some of you don't even have a job. You are believing God. But then every day, somehow you just eat. Somehow you don't starve. This is your year. Let nobody fool you. I've come to learn that if we sit down and observe our life, God has not failed us. And he never will. Is someone getting encouraged tonight? Don't let that thought steal your fire. Don't let it steal your fire. Amen. You know, there are things that happen, the devil, God doesn't bring them. But then, when the devil or whatever makes them to happen, God just sits back. And I tell as a pastor too, I sit back and I want to see how this one will navigate this. Because this is your test. Not that God brought it. Next, I got a very beautiful news. Some of our people here, you know, just sent me to, our result is out and we cleared it. And I was so excited when I saw that, I was my wife was just saying, thank God, thank God. We literally, in fact, it was an emotional moment. Now, when that result did not come out good, I felt very bad. When it did come out good at first, I felt very bad. And then a few things happened around, you know. And people say, these ones are committed people. Now, I just sat back. I wanted to see how they would navigate that. I wanted to see whether one of them would say, after I serve God, 6 years I've been serving, why couldn't I pass? I just paid attention. But they passed the test. I get the point. Even now, the devil knows that there is nothing more he can do. I get the point. Now, things are working. Something is working for you. Scratch that. Many things are working for you. Many things are working. Your job will still come. It has not come yet, but it's coming. Because something is working. Your health will still be fixed. Something is working. You will still get married to the man and the woman of your dream. Something is working. Something is working. You've been trying to do better in your work with God. It's even getting better now. Something is working. Your ministry has been dragging. Something is working. I learned something I taught my people many years ago. The Chinese bamboo tree. How do you remember that teaching? Many years ago. This is a tree that when you plant it into the earth, for years, it will not grow. For years. You will not see nothing. Then after some time, in less than 1 year, it grows, becomes taller than anything you can think of. And the Lord told me that's actually how some people's lives are. You can be making investments, nothing is showing. Just keep investing. Keep putting something in. You see, what we are doing here as a church, years of putting in seed in the ground.
small, small. From when there was no microphone, when there was no generator, just gathering in small places. So when we didn't have any venue, we were meeting in every Sunday. I would say, our meeting place today is at Sister Soso place. All of us will gather down and meet. That is what is turning into this today. And even bigger. Don't compare your life with anybody. Something is working. Something is working. This is always a very exciting way for me. Not just because you are here. because it shows us that God's word comes to pass. It shows us a picture of what the next 5 to 10 years will look like. Amen. Because it's not be long. We'll be holding this meeting now in our own facility. And I'm not saying this because anything is looking like that in the account. I'm not saying it because somebody promised us anything. I'm saying it because the capital we need is faith. And how does faith come? The word of God. Once God brings his word, we have capital. Let's say someone says, you have capital. If you have God's word, say, I have capital. Yeah. You want to start a business? Do you have capital yet? Has God said go? If I said go, you have capital. Glory to God. So tonight, you need capital for your business. He will give you capital. Sometimes all you need is a word from God to say, go, I will prosper you. That is capital for the business. You can carry it into any market and pay. Say, did they chop it? Yes, did they chop it? I said, say, all this, is it faith will chop? Sincerely, it is faith will chop. Because I've been chopping faith for a long time now. For a long time now. All we have is a word from God, and it's enough. It was Pastor Chris that used to say, one word from God can change your life forever. And I believe it's my life. Tonight, as we begin to pray in a short time, I'd like you to know that there are words that have gone ahead of the Church of Jesus Christ. Not just Platform of Grace. The church was born in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost. But before it was born, there are words that have been spoken before the church was born. There are words that preceded the church. And I'm going to mention some of them to you in a very short time. And to tell you what you should be expecting and how you must align yourself. Because we are in for a move of God. Are you following me, friends? There are words that have gone ahead of us as a church. I call it the church in prophecy. There are words that have gone ahead of us as a church. There are a few scriptures in the Old Testament that reveal what God wants to do with his church. One of them, for instance, is Isaiah 11. Isaiah 11 verse 1 and verse 2 talks about what we call the seven spirits of God. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out. What's he talking about here? Who is this rod? What is the branch that will grow out? Huh? That's Christ. Now, he said, when that happens, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, Spirit of wisdom and all of that. Next verse. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Verse 4. Let's read together. Next verse. Now, let me stop here. I'm coming to all of these verses that we read. But we're going to consider Isaiah 11. We're going to consider Micah chapter 4. We're going to consider Isaiah chapter 2. These are verses we're going to look at. Then Isaiah 32. These are words that have gone ahead of the church. But let me just show you the first one. I just figured I don't have all the time now. In Micah chapter 4 verse 1, I've preached from here many, many times. Where the Bible talks about what will happen to the church of Jesus Christ. In the last days shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. Verse 2, and many nations shall come and say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. So one of the first things that will characterize the church of Jesus Christ in these days is that there will be a massive flow, a gathering of the nations into it. And that's what you should be expecting in your ministries, in your churches. God said, in these days, there shall be a massive flow. The nations of the earth shall gather. And all of us shall flow into the church of Jesus Christ. That's why these are the days to think cities, to think nations, to think people. We are not obsessed with crowd, but God in these days will walk with crowds. He said, in those days, many people shall gather to the house of the Lord. So, one of the things I'm expecting that God has said concerning us, that there will be many people pouring into God's house. Not one, not two, not ten, not 15. Hundreds and thousands. And I'm expecting it to happen. They're not going to gather because they want to celebrate a man. They will say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let him teach us his ways. So one of the things that will characterize this end time move of God, that there will be a gathering of many nations, many cities, many states, people from different corners, from different streets. And I'm really looking forward to that. So what they are seeing in this meeting is not all that God wants to do. It is the gathering of many. That's why after this meeting, there's going to be aggressive evangelism. Because the prophecy over the church is that many nations will gather. I've already told you. I've been saying since I started this meeting. These schools, UNEC, ESET, and IMT. I'll be coming there every week from this week I enter for the next 6 months. Are you following me? Are you following me? So if you're in this school, just get set. It will be practical mentorship. We'll have evangelism. Now, I'm not saying anybody, me myself personally. Because God showed me when we were praying, He said, you have to go to the campuses. Yes. It's the gathering of nations. And in across all the centers and across all the cells, if there is anyone who feels led, because I called it, it's going to be called mentorship sessions. Want to start up such a class? Let me know. But I saw in the spirit small groups meeting in different places. It's not a church. Of course, it's connected to this church. Right? It's not a church. Where people are being changed, because God is saying, in these days, nations shall flow into the church. Nations. So I'm taking up three, as the Lord led me. Every week. Now my people are just joking with this. When will you have time to do all of this? You are in church almost every day. You are in the office like how many times in a week? Do you want to kill yourself? I don't even know. But it's better to die for something than to live for nothing. A life worth living is worth living well. And for real, I don't even see it as stress. It's not just to go and meet people and talk. For 6 months, it's not long. Now, I feel so glad going back to do those things. Because to me, my mind is like going to plant a new work or three new works. Now, I'm not starting a church there. God has not told me anything about that. I'll just go there, teach, mentor. Some of this, we go there, we go hostel to hostel, preach it to those people. Some of those days. For 6 months. There is a prophecy about the church. It says the nations shall flow into it. That's why I'm living. Are you following me?
So that's one of the things that the Lord said concerning this church. In Isaiah 11 and verse 9, still talking about the church. Glory to God. Let's be together. They shall not halt in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. So you see that spread. One of the things that will characterize this entire church will be massive knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge shall increase. And I found this thing out a long time. That's why I deliberately aligned myself. I read books. I go for light because it is one major mark that this church will have. Now, I'm not talking about this particular center, denomination. But then the end time church, it will be marked with knowledge. Knowledge shall flood the earth. Knowledge of the Lord. So, how do you align yourself to what I'm saying now? Instead to pursue knowledge, go for light. Go for revelation. Buy the truth and sell it not. Go for light. Sleep on God's word. Wake up to it. I already have a divorce testimony in my body. I don't even know whether it's a bad thing. 2, 3, 4. I'm awake. Looking into my Bible. Looking into the book. Listening to the teaching. It's become there. It's there. I'm trying to readjust. Don't worry. Don't remind me. I know. But it's just, it came because there is a need. And you know, the good thing, I like saying what I'm saying now, because when I started all of this, I never knew I was going to be a pastor. I was just eating. The first book I read, significant book I read, I remember, not New Creation, whatever, was God's General. Ah! That book moved my head to my leg. And I told myself, I will not end ordinary. Have you read God's General? That blue one. Why they succeeded and why some failed. Ah! I just told myself, see, if you end ordinary, yourself, you don't have sense. Men have walked this earth though. Men of like passion. From there, began to read books, began to feed. Began to feed. Is a big generation marked with knowledge? A generation marked with the knowledge of the Lord will fill and flood the whole earth. Some of you that are still in school, I want to say to you, this is the time. This is the time to eat it. Eat it. Chop the word. Don't think when I finish school, I will start. You will not have time after school. This is the time. And even if you're done with school, you too. Eat. Even up until this meeting came, I was still on the Christian book. Putting this into my life. Not because I want to know what to preach to you. I'm just adding to my life. What am I doing? I'm aligning myself to prophecy. To prophecy. Oh, glory to God. This generation will not thrive in ignorance. To be marked with knowledge. Now, I know that you don't like reading. Newsflash is, I don't like reading too. Now, I'm being very sincere. I don't like reading. I don't know why people read. For real. Takes a lot. There are a few things I don't like doing. People think I like doing. For instance, I don't like writing. I might tell you I don't like writing. People say, Pastor, you can write. I say, well, I don't like writing. It's not. How many times do you see me write on Facebook? You think I don't know what to write? It's good to write it. How to write it? It's not exciting to me. That's how reading is. But I don't read because I love reading. Some of you say, I love you. Love it. If you love reading, it's even a plus. I don't love it. I've never read it. You know, growing up, you didn't read novel growing up. I didn't read anyone. I don't know how people read all those things. I think the highest I read was Lamb Tales from Shakespeare. You know it? Where they summarized Shakespeare. But I still feel like I can carry big one like this and just sit on it. You are really blessed. I didn't consider literature. I didn't offer it. I don't even know why people do that. So it's not because I'm a reader. I do not enjoy it in any way.
but I will not end ordinary. I don't pick up books because I enjoy reading it. It's because something has to enter this life. I don't read my Bible because it's sweet. It's because I have to add value to my life. So if you enjoy reading, it's a plus. I really don't. I don't know why you people read. I don't tell you. I would have failed if I studied literature. The first problem is that I know the stories are fake. So why are we reading it? They didn't happen. They didn't happen. And they make you feel like it's happening now, Abby. How long you love novels? You are blessed. That once I see the size of the book, I'm done with it. All of this thing, yeah. Don't be like me. I don't even know how I became like that, but I don't, no regrets. But, so you don't read because you enjoy it. You read because something has to enter your life. Because there is prophecy that has gone ahead that this generation, they shall be known for knowledge. And knowledge does not fall on people. People go for it. You have a website where we will give you our messages free. Reading is boring to you. Even listening to messages is boring to you. Let me say something. You know, there is something, you know, what in social media has done to our generation, and don't fall for it, is that it has reduced our attention span. The highest people can listen to things now is 2 minutes. What caused it? Facebook Reels. If it's beyond Facebook and what's the other one? It's not Instagram. It's not Instagram. TikTok. You know it. Now, nothing is wrong with that. But I hope that's not where your attention... Some people, their attention span has become as small as TikTok Reels. So once you start to listen to the message, it's passing 30 minutes, he's sleeping. No, that's not me. That's not me, sir. I've gone for retreats where I, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., real life story, I'll put a message. Part 1 to 7. I've calculated, part 1 to 7 will take, of course, where part 1 is 1 hour, 2 hours, at 8 o'clock till 8 in the morning. You don't do that by lying down. You sit down. When you feel sleepy, you walk around, just like in a program. You are taking notes as you are walking. All night. After that was my first experience of 12 hours teaching. I've never sat on that 12 hours teaching physically. I mean, only a man of God. But these were my experiences. I can 6 o'clock, put the message. Stay, it will play you from night till morning, taking notes. When the person is over, we pray. After praying, the next one starts playing. You are adding to yourself. Don't know if that short attention span. One message past 1 minute. You think, we're not doing Facebook here. You should love the word of God. Love it. Love it. Attention span very short. Say, you know, that's why I like that church. Sharp, sharp. They've dismissed. Sharp, sharp. No, sir. Start unloving such things. Because the thing that is pursuing you is not doing sharp, sharp. Is sitting on your life. It's not even living. It's there from Monday to Saturday. I get to the point. The thing's trying to indoctrinate you, trying to teach you the wrong ways of life. It's talking to you every day. It's talking to you through Facebook. It's talking to you on WhatsApp. It's talking to you through your friends. It's talking to you all the time. We can't do sharp sharp in church, sir. So just get used to it. Love the word. Begin to train yourself. If you go home after this meeting, tomorrow, next tomorrow, and all of that, get messages. Start with our order. We have message for the week. Feed on them. Ah, let me say this to you. The day you will open your mouth to talk, after some time, people will be wondering, where does this man find his wisdom? And I tell you the truth, I'm blessed with wisdom. Yes. When you talk with me, you just know. I mean, not on stage. I kind of have solution for everything that you are passing through. I don't know how it comes. But I know part of it is, there are many, you know, sometimes it's when I'm trying to read a book I've read before.
a book I read 8 years ago. I found out that this thing I actually say all the time, that I got it from this book. I've forgotten where I got it from. I've forgotten where I read it from, but I just know it. So all those wisdom pouring out, that instant friend, that thing I can tell about your business. You think I'm a business mogul, but I've read plenty, sir. I've read, though. Even things I don't like, I read. If you come to my library, there are books that some, one of my friends, people come to my library, they say, Papa, like you read this one. And my brothers will say, read it and come and teach us. I can tell some of those books are quite boring. Big, bulky, tiny, 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 tiny letters. I'm boring. So just put your eyes on it and you're reading. You don't even know what you're learning. But something is entering. Amen. When I knew my life was about to change was when God began to lead me to boring books. Because there are some truths you cannot find in very exciting books. They are found in very boring materials. Because the author is not trying to impress you. Just writing what he thinks, what he knows, just writing. Like, let me not call some authors. They are just writing. Some of the books that taught me Bible interpretation are the most boring books I can ever lay your hands on. Those are just talking syntax and kind. What is wrong with all of you? Can't even make this. If I write this, I can make it make. People should make it exciting. But they don't care. In one of those first books that I read, I think they said it is the earliest Christian book produced, was Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim's Progress. Who has read it? Very sweet. Look for it. Look for it. You'll like it. It's written by John Bunyan. Right? Look for it. You'll like it. You'll really enjoy it. Don't get this revised one. Or get the original one. That original one, there is no S in the book. It's Pilgrim Progress. I kid you not. Because then there was no S in the English language. As old as, so look for it, you like it. I tell you, ask yourself, what are they trying to tell me? But you go for it, it's knowledge. And when that will begin to speak, you will not even know where you learned it from. Amen. So knowledge. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Isaiah 2, verse 4. Oh, thank you. Let's read together. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war. One of the things I kept seeing when I started studying the prophecy that God gave about the church, none of them will end without the Bible talking about love. He said, when that time comes, nation will not rise against nation. They will no longer learn war. One of the things that will mark the church today, the church that Jesus is building, is a strong love walk. In Isaiah 11, I think that's verse 8 or verse 9, he said that even the wolf, we dwell together. That's verse 6, that's from verse 6, Isaiah 11, verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. That's a small goat. Leopard and kid will lie down. You know what he's trying to tell us? Everybody, there will be no need for war. And that's what we're going to. You know where it will happen? It will happen in this church. And it's happening already. What can you do to align yourself to it? Yourself, learn how to walk in love. Learn how to forgive. Because God is building a church where the leopard and the kid can lie down. Your nation no longer learn war. So you are working against prophecy. If you are in church and any small thing that is done to you, you pick offense. You're working against prophecy. Look at that. The wolf and the lamb shall dwell together. Leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And the little child shall lead them. Peaceful environment. And that's what we're receiving across all the centers. Was it last year or last year that I prayed that prayer in this church? Meaningful subtraction. How many people remember that? Meaningful. Because there are people that have to go. If you are a cantankerous person, you are a meaningful, necessary subtraction from the church. Necessary, you should go. But you'll not be me. I can't be a necessary subtraction. I have to be a meaningful addition. I get what I'm saying now. The young lion and the calf shall dwell together. A little child shall lead them. Give me the next verse. Verse 7. The calf and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw with the ox. Verse 8. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the ass. Give me like NLT of this verse. NLT of this verse. The baby will play safely near the hole of a cobra. I want to see the analogy that Isaiah is using. That there will be no fear. There will be no fight. It will be a peaceful church. A little child will put his hand in the nest of a bandit next to that ham. And we are going to receive that kind of church. We are receiving it. Not a church that once you are walking in, gossip is following you from the door. Fight from everywhere. Everywhere. But there are churches that if you go back there, you come back with the story of everybody. Gossip. Fight. Anger. Jealousy. Beef. Everywhere. Now, if you are not following this meeting and you're not from this country, when we say beef, we are not referring to cow meat. We are talking about beef. Do you understand? Beef. What is beef? People just fight each other. A is angry with B. Women leader is angry with choir leader. Choir leader is trying to destroy. That's not the church God is building, sir. That church is already distracted from the assignment. Pastor will spend all his time settling quarrel. Settling quarrel. If I'm talking of pastor, it will not be me. But if I was there, what I would have done is set up a quarrel settling committee. You won't distract me. I'm totally. A conversation that said, if you have quarrel, go and meet them. Don't come to my office. Everybody, forgive now. I said, no, it cannot be me. It should be you from now. God is building a church where lion and lamb will stay together. Where you come in, you feel, you know, that's one thing about Platform of Grace. How many of you know that the first day you came into this place, you felt so much love and warmth? Did it happen to you? Once you come in, you may not have heard anything you are preaching. But how everybody will smile, and it goes beyond the smile, is the peace that is here. A few months ago, a few years ago, that peace was attacked seriously. And I stood in my room, and the Lord opened my eyes and said, that's what is happening. He said, this is one of the major selling points of this ministry. It's being attacked. So I stood in the place of prayer. And I fought it. And I said, Father, if need be, necessary subtraction. Say amen. And I'll pray that prayer 1,000 times. There is need for peace in God's house. Don't you think so? Let me tell you why it's necessary. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 1. Is it Psalm 1? Abi, Psalm 23. He leads me beside still waters. The secret is this. Sheep cannot drink from troubled waters. So once, that's how sheep are naturally. When the water is like troubled and flowing, a sheep will not drink. So the devil knows this game. Believers are sheep. So once it troubles the water, you stop feeding. Pastors, fight it with your life. You find it in the house, cut it off. Deal with it. That's an attack from. So some people think the attack from hell is when we see Ojuju Calabar appear. You know Ojuju? That's not when there is attack from hell. When the peace of the house is attacked, the church is attacked. I'm not saying there will be no issues here and there. But when there are issues every day and there, then that's the problem. Team leads, attack it. A Every time your department, you get a settlement quarrel. Every time. They gave me this part. They didn't give me that part to sing. They gave me this part. What do you say? What's your problem? They didn't give you part to sing. Relax. You don't know how to sing. That's what it means. You will learn. You will learn. You will grow. You will be better. Say amen. Should I lie to you? Thank you. Like it, sometimes it's not that you don't know how to sing. Sometimes you're not even ready. You know what qualifies you to serve in God's house is not talent. Sometimes you're not ready. You can sing. You know that they give you this one, you can perform better, but you're not ready. There are people I look at in this church, and I'm very excited about them so far. When we're giving, sharing departments in this Enugu, there are people who don't give any department. Yes. When their names come up, I say, leave this one. Part of this was I wanted to see if they will keep coming. But they're still here. That heart, God likes it. You might not like the person or how, but God likes it in. And when God begins to work with that person, that's who I've gotten angry. They didn't even put in the department. Who even wants to be in the department before? If you see me here again, call me a bastard. Or I don't come. That's the heart God loves. Everything is on the point of quarrel. You didn't put me in the department. Did I come to this church to join the department? No, I came to serve God. I came to listen to God's word. Oh yeah, every morning I come, I come and write and go home. What is that? But that's not you. Because that is this quest to be seen inside your heart. And that quest to be seen is the mechanism God wants to cut off. That's why they don't give you the department.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Well, God is building his church. I'm looking at 1,000, 3,000, 10,000, 100,000 people where there is strong love. You come in, you can feel it. When one person is crying, all of us are there crying. When one person is happy, all of us are there happy with them. Well, if you come against one, you've come against all of us. That's what I'm talking about. That's the church. That is the church. This kind of love exists very well in smaller churches. But it can also exist in bigger circles. I remember when I started CYF. Ha! The kind of, when CYF was very young, the kind of love that you find there, if you do your matric and we attend, sometimes you find, we came to celebrate matric, over 30 people who come to your house. All of us will make noise, eat your food. I know once things begin to get bigger, Satan wants to corrupt it, but it cannot be corrupt. That's the who we are. If you do your wedding and invite us and we come, oh Jesus, we will know. You will know that we came. You know, somebody met me after my wedding and said, you know, not a church member. He said, people will think that these your church people have money. But that's not what I see. I actually think these people are full of love. Not a church, not even a believer. And he said, second thing, and they're full of love and they're very generous. The way, not, I said it's about money, I said not money. Say this, say there's something about it. I told him, he said, if I was in this Enugu, I would have been in this church. Now, we didn't preach that day. But you can see, nobody, the lion and the lamb dwell together. There are places you go to, it is fight from now to tomorrow. We can't allow that here. That peace must be protected at all costs. So that you will know that when they pursue you at work, pursue you at home, pursue you in the village, and you run into the church, they cannot keep pursuing you inside church now. If you run, you should actually calm down and lie down in green pasture. I get what I'm saying. So that's the church God is building. Full of love. Full of love. Look at your neighbor and look at the person, male or female. Mean it. And tell the person, I love you and I really care about you. Tell the person. Now, don't rush it. Hold the person's hand. Look at the person very well. Mean it. Say, I love you. Now, some of you are so happy. Single people are so happy. This will be the only I love you you've received since this year started. So use this one, hope or detail. See next year.
It's been a year for single people for real. And I tell you, cold is coming. Season of cold is coming. God will keep you safe. But that warmth we have here, nothing compares. Do you know why people join cults? They're looking for, you know, for real now. I told you I was very close to getting involved with a cult. So I learned about cults in my Lord. That's when I see cults. I don't totally judge them. Yes, they have misdirected whatever, but I know God can help them. What took many people into cults is they're looking for fraternity. To fraternize, nothing else. Of course, they go there and begin to do many parties, but sometimes they didn't join planning to do anything. Just that guys are gathering, they are drinking, they are talking. You know what I'm saying? They are laughing, they just be gist. So they just want to be part of it. It's not that, you know, that when they now get in, they find out that, it's beyond that too. And you know why there is that quest for fraternity? Because the church, either there is no church or the church has done our job well, fraternity is here. Do you know, for instance, look at some of these guys, for instance, in Negunu Church. Look at Evans, you look at Emery, them, how they flow. You will almost think they belong to something. And for it, they belong to something. You almost think there is this job that just came up. But you don't check. This coin is doing well. Have you checked? You know that kind of fraternity? That's what they are looking for. Church will be the answer to that. And not out there. Show me the answer. So it's not, you know, I look at and some of the ladies, I look at how you guys flow, how you guys talk. I get excited when I see you guys laugh and talk, because that's what they're looking for out there. That's what they're jumping from place to place, thinking of what to join. But we've joined something. And now we're there here, and they tell you for real. Glory to God. It's so good to belong to the church of Jesus Christ. Glory! We belong to something really nice. Really nice. Think about it. Oh, hallelujah. See, people have their weddings. Sometimes when I go to my weddings or stuff, I look there. Oh, the person snapping picture is a church member. The person doing it, I just see. All of us are here. That is what they do as cultism. My wedding, for instance, the only thing that a church member did not do is what there was no church member to do. It was deliberate. I told my wife, nobody is going to do anything here. For us to look outside, it means there is no other person to do it. It was deliberate. And sometimes you give them and they mess it up. You shout and shout and shout and shout. Next time. Now, if they don't do well, you give it to another church member. And I won't keep giving you. Amen. If you see my future, the engineer that will build my house is in this place. The doctor that will treat my kids is in this place. Do you understand? I'm telling you for free. The lawyer that will handle my case, if you try me, is in this church. If you dare try me, it's here, and I am not looking for anything out there. This is where I belong. This is my family. This is my home. And not because I'm the pastor, that is my home. If you can tile, can work on tiles, and I want to do this, I will use. If you can warehouse, this I will use. This is home. That's the plan of God. That people will, Bible said, the early church, they were so close that people were afraid to join them. Like, you look at them and be like, how do these guys love themselves? It's getting better. So we notice that there's a sister or a brother who has not eaten. One day the brother will just come to church on Sunday and there is food. Raw food. Say, who contributed? He said, we just say, let's give you. Just say, let's give you. And I tell you, I've seen that option in this church when there will be people, you come to church, make an announcement, please, we need 5 brothers who need a job. There's a vacancy for them. Yes, because that's where we are going to. You guys have to own companies. You guys have to own businesses. You have to. I will put our people there. We are that personal.
You see, what are you trying to preach? I'm preaching Galatians 6 verse 10. Do good to all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. That's what I'm saying. That's jealous. Even our God is a jealous God. That's the church the Lord is building. And I'm glad to be part of it. And if you're a pastor or you belong to another ministry, trust God that this is the kind of home you will have. Nothing can fight the peace of this place. If you come, I will come against you with red eye. I'm telling you. Yes. And if we fight you and you don't want to be fought, we'll push you out. Yes, that's what I believe. I'll push you out. Because it's not about being sentimental, protecting somebody's, what they call that thing again? Mental health. And destroying over 1,000 people's life. I won't do that. I can't, in an attempt to protect your mental health, whatever that means, and I'll destroy many other people. You have to go. You will be fine. Eventually. Glory to God. It's getting better. It's getting better. Are you glad you belong to a church? Are you glad you belong to a church? Something I would have done before I started this meeting. I want to pray very soon. But I just felt the Lord saying I should do that just right now. She talks about friends and all of that. I'd like you to walk around. Get the contact of two people you don't know from anywhere. Yes. Male, female, anyone? What's your name, sister? What is your name, brother? It's good to see you. If anybody sitting on his or her own, go and meet the person. What do you do? Yes, talk to somebody. That's how we build. That's how it forms. This is actually very spiritual. What I'm doing is actually very spiritual. Don't think I'm just catching fun. I'm not excited. I'm not just excited. Yes. You are never going to come for the way without making a new friend. Maybe there's somebody been thinking of talking to since you've been looking. Now I gotta talk to the person. Remember what I touched tonight? That's one way to protect your fire. It's now in this kind of conversation you find out that there are many people in this church who are sitting very casually. But basically, maybe a barrister or lawyer or doctor or even CEO, you may not know, but just sitting very casually, rejoicing with you. If nobody is coming to you, go to the person. Somebody is wondering, in this way we are playing. We fire safe for this night, don't worry. We are the ones holding down the fire. Once we remove our little ball, no, just do your own part. Have you found out that if you're part of this ministry, you know people from everywhere in the country? They have someone in Lagos, yes. They have someone in Abuja, yes. That's how we do it.
Yes, you can begin to have your seat gradually. Don't worry, we'll see to this one more time tomorrow in service. I'm a little bit about this. Deb, you don't know these people. Hallelujah. Yes, you have your seat, you have your seat, you have your seat. Glory to God. Have your seat. Let's change the gear. Have your seat. Hallelujah. Just sit, sit, sit. Are you still hungry tonight? Some of you, expectation number one met. Collected number. Every year you have a Zoe Connect. Someone, because this is homecoming. People from everywhere, you come. Hallelujah. Yeah, begin to settle down gradually if you turn. I dance to the readings of Yahweh. His voice is the music of my heart. His word is like music to my ear. Yahweh, I'm dancing. I dance to the... Nobody sit. Sit, sit, sit. Glory to God. Some of you are feeling cold in the day, right? And currently, fire is going to fall. But you know, it feels so good to feel cold. Don't you think so? How many were at Razorback 2020? 2020, you said that our old venue. We were fried, soaked, drenched. From now, we always feel cold in our meetings. At least to start with, is to teach you how to dress. All of you have been asking, stop dressing decently, dress in decently and come. Hallelujah. So let's begin to wind down. So this church is full of love. And in 2 to the last, this church, Isaiah 32 verse 18. Yeah, just in the background. Isaiah 32, 18. Ooh, glory to God. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in short dwellings and in quiet resting places. I don't want to have time to begin to study this very critically, but this is talking about prosperity. Peaceful place, shalom. One of the things that will characterize this church, this end time church, is that there will be wealth. Wealth without compromise. Let me say this to you. In the next couple of years, many youths will regret. The regret will be that the things we soiled our hands to do, these ones eventually got it without compromising. And it's something I know that will happen. How many of you remember I told you some years ago, 2021, you can do it big and do it right. And we are living up to it gradually. We can do it big. In ministry, there is compromise. In business, there is compromise. You can compromise anywhere you want to compromise. But you can do it big and do it right. You are wondering, this way you are doing ministry, you get up instead of exciting them, you are teaching 2 hours. Will people come? Don't worry. They will be coming. Who will be big? And do it right. I said it is stadiums used for Bible study. Did I not tell you? Like, stadium will be full, and we are doing Bible study. Don't worry. You know, it is, I'm not even in a hurry. That's what done. I'm really very relaxed. You know, it's nothing about me. I'm not talking in a hurry about many things. Glory to God. Wealth will characterize this church. And I'm going to say to you, somewhere tonight or tomorrow, I don't know when, but I'm going to release a part of the anointing, you know, that works in my life. It will unlock finances. It will. You are in my office. I wish I had time to share your story. Somebody gave him seed as a pastor. Seed of an amount I don't think you ever received before at the time. I just came to my office, they brought it. And when he came, the Holy Ghost said, well, you're not going to take all of that money. There's a part of it that belongs to him. So I told him, of course, he said, ah, Pastor, I said, please take it. I said, don't worry. And of course, I prayed for him. I said, I'm going to drop this into your life and it will open all that doors financially. He told me when he returned, he said, I don't understand anything you did, but I didn't spend that money. I went and kept it. Have you spent it? So I went and kept it. That particular moment broke open. Even connects from outside this country. A woman that said, prophets upon prophets, I've been praying for her. Woman is out there, very wealthy woman, but she's very sick. What was it that was wrong with her again? She has a foul odor. They've gone from doctor, and she quit her job because of this same odor. She can't do any work. And they've gone from prophet to prophet. The mom has been connecting her to different prophets in Nigeria. And you know our Nigerian prophets, every one of them, once they call, they talk about money. Eventually, we say, well, talk to my daughter if you can. When the lady called eventually, after some time, the lady said, you are the only person I've spoken to a couple of times. I heard you don't talk about money. Eventually, the power of God came, set her free, totally free. And she said, can you please give me your account number? And he said, no. let me say something to you. You can do it big and do it right. He said, no. He actually came to ask me whether he should read the account before he released it. So I said, don't worry, please give him. Yeah. But then all that doors began to open. Should we tell them about December? Eh? Because some people will be married in December. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I didn't plan to do this, but tomorrow I'm going to introduce your wife, because the wife is in this place currently. Just sit down for now. People like Jesus Christ. People like marriage things. Yes, I'll be there. I'll be wedding them in December. Yes. Glory to God. But I'm saying things can change so quickly. There's nothing that makes things change so quickly. Power day. And it affects finance. Don't you tell me. A man spoke into my life, doors opened, and I caught the same impartation. If I speak into your life, doors will open. I'm telling you, and I know it like I know my name. If I speak into your life, doors will open. What you are looking for in a native doctor's house, we offer it for free. That one lasts. So if you collect a number today, look around for them by this time next year. and I heard it in my spirit. I've been saved, but I heard it again now. 10 times more. 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 I still have a few cars to dedicate before this day is over. 10 times more. Expansions. Increase. Increase. If you've been considering compromise, stop that rubbish. Ah, there is this one that God can give you. You can't get it from anywhere. You can't get it from anywhere. You get it. You are so peaceful. You didn't chop the money like you have it because it's your own. Nobody touched you. You didn't compromise. Didn't kill anybody. Nobody can hold you to anything. That's how we feast. That's how we feast. That's how we feast. If I'm driving on the road and I see police, I say, how are you guys doing? There's no fear. How are you guys doing? And I'm like, come, come, police. How are you? Give them things. Give them things. There's no fear. Other people see police coming. Say, ah, police is coming. It's not. And sometimes it doesn't even happen. How much do you have that police is pursuing you? $3,000 police is pursuing you. No, now I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about wealth. I'm talking about wealth. And under God, the wilderness shall be a fruitful field. The wilderness shall be a fruitful field. The wilderness shall be a fruitful field. I bless your finances. Those hands, little servant, I bless those hands. Those hands shall yield results. Those hands shall yield results. Doors shall be opened unto you. In the name of Jesus. Let it be significant that from Zoe 24, your finances took a new door positively. I bless every business in this place. I bless every business in this place. I bless every idea in this place. That business idea in your head, I put the blessing upon it. When you get back, it shall begin to flourish. I bless every idea in this place. Every business shall now begin to do well. People in the fashion industry shall begin to do well. People in the banking industry shall begin to do well. People in the tech world shall begin to do well. Whatever your hand finds to do shall flourish. If you receive that, just pray. If you receive it, just pray. I'm not wishing you well. I'm standing in my office as I talk. I'm standing in the prophetic as I talk. Kakepeko kokobekaya. I don't miss out. I don't try to forget to do this every meeting. Because some people's destiny are dependent on this moment. Pray. If you have never seen God increase anybody financially, you will see it from your own life. Just pray. Just pray. There is someone here. Just pray. You've been trying to get into content creation and monetize it. It's been coming and going. There is not blessing upon that thing. That touch your head is now blessed. It's now blessed. You don't have to lie about it. You don't have to compromise. It will be pure. God will give you views. He will give you views. You will see it. The anointing of God is so strong. As I'm talking, angels are going forth. Angels are going forth. Some people are actually having a leading in their hearts to stop something wrong they've been doing. Respond to that leading. God wants to redirect your path and now position you on where you are going to prosper. He will position you on the right path. You can do it right and still do it big. Right does not always mean small. Right does not always mean small. Neither does big always mean compromise. You can do it right and do it big. Some people are actually praying because they know that Their future is dependent on this moment. And their loyalty never disappoints. If you are new here, this is how everybody here turned to whatever they are today. These are people went from 100 to 1,000. It is a meeting like this. These are people went from 1,000 to millions. So take this moment seriously. There is no other ritual to eat. This is the way. Pray. 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 This is the way. This is the way. The Lord spoke to me some years ago about millionaires under 30. I've seen some, but there are more people here that are in that prophecy. So please pray. Things that have been limiting you, let them fall off. Let forces that have held you back, let them fall off. Forces that have held you back, let them fall off. Things that have stopped you, let them fall off. All that is atmosphere. There's an open heaven. I wish some of you understand what is happening now. Jobs have been distributed. Businesses are being distributed, money is being distributed, cars distributed, visas distributed, contracts distributed. The anointing has gone to work again. Angels that work with me are on their way currently. They are sorting things out. Try and prove his calling. Test it and see. See if God really called this man. Pray, put a demand on the anointing. Put a demand on the anointing. Woo. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me tell you a short story for people that are new here. I'm not the richest man. Like I said in the day, not even in this church am I the richest man. And I don't have any problem with that. But you see, a few years back, it was worse than this. You know why I tell my story all the time? There are things that God does something I don't ever forget. Yeah. I like from Brother Hagin. There are stories that you read Brother Hagin's book 10 times. Those stories will come up 10 times. So don't get tired of sharing it. You can stand if you want. It was not only like this. It was tough. Very. Very tough. Nothing. No house. Not even house to rent. Nothing. And I was doing it. I was serving the Lord. Faithful. I was still here. I was the pastor here. Food. Sometimes. Nothing. I'll plan meetings that I can't attend because there is financial restraint. But I'll find my way and go. Years of labor. And people laughed, actually. You know now, I can't forget when somebody called me an uncle of mine and told me clearly, he said, what are you doing? You're doing full-time fasting, but I can look for something to do with your life.
Of course, I cleared him. I said, don't ever call me again. I don't care. It's not whether I prosper or not, it's not your business. Then in 2020, I got fed up. Isaac said unto Esau, when thou shalt become restless, thou shalt throw this yoke off your neck. If you like how you are living this, it's okay. 2020, I told myself, no, now. I'm seeing pictures. I'm seeing nations. I'm seeing big things. This is not how we're going to get there. So I went to some crazy warfare sessions. One night, I can't forget, I was in a hotel here in Enugu, a very small hotel. Because I used hotels then a lot. Because I didn't have a house. So every time I come from Osaka to Enugu to do service, I look at a very cheap hotel and just lodge for that weekend and return back. So that day I was there. Lockdown was just brewing, getting close. And this was still looking the way it was. So I was just there. I played a short message. And the man of God shared his own story of how his life changed. I kept that phone. I prayed. I was praying. I told God, see, I'm not materialistic. Of course, you guys know I'm not money conscious. It's not about money conscious. But I have to be alive. Don't you think so? I have to eat. I prayed that day. And after I prayed, the Lord said to me, I've answered you. But what you're looking for is in the hands of your Father. He said, thank you. I put up my phone. I said, my spiritual father, text that the Lord said that what I'm looking for in my finances is with you. And the next morning he replied, simple words, prosper, make progress, break new grounds, spread to new territories. I woke up, I jumped up, and I said, yes. And that was it. If you're very close to me, you know that this thing was very fast. It just probably happened. From there, doors began to open. I didn't know the thing about it. I didn't start any business. Just what I was doing, I was still doing. But the business I even started closed down. But I started, don't think I wasn't late. I started a business. Everybody is laughing, it's very wicked. But I started a business. Then I would go to our bar, buy books, carry it on my. You know, sometimes people say, pastors are eating money. Come and try to be a pastor. Nobody knew any of these things. I remember the first time I went to Abba to buy books. Jesus. You know, I'm there now. That's what I'm there. If you've not been there, just don't go. Don't worry. Nothing they did. Because I don't think then God will change the place. But that time I went there, the whole roads were packed. So I went there, I bought the books. Nobody told me that you don't go to Abba area during rainy season with your shoe. I wash you. Enter the rain began to fall. M.O.G. Man of God, I carried a carton of book on my head. My shoe on one hand. And I was coming out from that market looking for bike. And I didn't cry, but I was saying to God, Father, this is not how it's going to be. This is not how it's going to be. Let me say this to you. God comes for people, though. He does. So I came back, I was selling my book. Some of you bought, did you? I like you guys always patronize me. So it's not like I was jobless. I was actually working very hard. I started myself not even selling book again. I went to Bini too. When we were in Bini, I went to Bini when I was in school. I came to, went to the bookshop. Because I bought the books, I'll carry it. That Bini, when I went to Bini, there are many ways to go to Bini. There are many ways. One, you can enter. There is this, what's one of that? I think Faith Motors can enter. There in Enugu, it takes you to Bini, is one way. There are other ways. I went through the other way. I went from Osaka to Enugu, stopped in Enugu, went from Enugu to Upper Iweka, got to Upper Iweka, then took bike across the bridge, and now came down. And now saw. Life is in stages. I passed that level, oh, confidently under God. Oh, thank God. I went there. You see this boss? But I'm a bit street credible. I didn't go with anything. I went with one small phone. I didn't go with one naira. If you catch me,
If you open me up, you're not going to say this. And we got there. It was a whole lot. But that 2020, I told God, it can't continue this way. And my pastor blessed me. And things began to open up. Lines began to join. Lines began to connect. People that have been looking for my number for like months began to find the number. They began to call. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also his prophets, so shall you prosper. That's the same thing idol worshippers are practicing. They want to prosper, they go to native doctor. You yourself, you will not go to native doctor, but yet you despise your man of God. You now have hope now. You now have hope. The guy insulting you for believing in your pastor on Facebook believes in Babalawo and goes there every month to get renewed. Now you they cheat. Now don't you think so? Is you that cheating? I know my source. Yes, it's God, but he has a physical channel. That channel is in Lagos. When I go there, I know my channel. And when he puts hands on me, everything changes. Yes. That's what I told you in the morning. I'm not man, I'm not self-made. A man spoke me to this place. And I'm going back, even for this meeting, a man spoke this meeting into existence. On Tuesday, I called and said, Dad, say a word. And he said a word over me and my wife. He said that you will come. He said that you will stay when you come. He said that I will manifest presence. Everything is happening. He said, but sir, didn't you pray? I know. I know where prayer stops. I know where impartation begins. Is someone following me this night? I know. Do not let this woke generation play with you. Everybody were born again. Everybody has somewhere he's going to. They will not tell you. Everybody has somewhere they visit. There is no Yahoo boy cashing out in millions who doesn't have someone that is doing something for him. None. But that the words of Facebook saying pastors are eating money. Is your Babalawo not eating money? Your Babalawo is eating money. But let you go there. Find the church. Stay there. Anointing works. And I'm saying to all of you, by this time next year, may the Lord make you 1,000 times more. May he greet you and take you to places that you are meant to be. It lives and it bounds, may you grow. May doors open. Silver and gold are mine, says the Lord. May he bless you with silver and bless you with gold. May your pockets never run dry. Let it be so clear to everybody that the hand of the Lord has done this one. Let it be so clear. Let it be so clear. Let that sister, that brother who is here now without help, may she find help in notice stand time. Let that brother who wants to go to school, who doesn't have a sponsor, let that sponsor emerge in the name of Jesus. The Lord told me we are going to pastor these people, but they will not come in rich. And nothing will produce them. Oh, glory to God. I have sons and daughters here. No, let me say something to somebody. I don't know who I'm saying this to. Some of you wonder why people give to pastors. Let me tell you why. You know, of course, there are pastors that are manipulative and deceive people to take their money. That's a different matter. You wonder why people take their money to pastors. The reason is simple. Everybody in church have their stories. We all have our stories. I look at all of your faces. I remember your stories. I know where you people came now. I know where you were financially. I know. Sometimes I remember the exact meeting that shifted things for you. So when last time I put an invitation on Pastor Street, none of you remember that. There are special, I remember. So when you see some of those things happen and those guys eventually become and they are taking their money to the pastor, don't blame them. Everybody knows where they do them. Everybody knows. So when you see me say, you know, so tomorrow now you hear a certain pastor in Enugu bought private jet for another pastor in Lagos. He said, how that they should use that one to build company. Where were you and where was the company when I couldn't feed? Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. It's not your business. It's my money. Is it your business? See, so money should have used to build schools. That's me to buy private jets. I will do that. And I've told God in this my lifetime, I will be criticized for buying a private jet for my pastor. Oh, I look forward to it. When I open Facebook and say, certain pastor in Enugu buy a private jet for another pastor. This man of God are just circulating money among themselves. I say, glory! Because I read how Jerry Savile gave a plane to Kenneth Hagin. Jesus Christ. God is going to make us big. That's his church. I'm supposed to minister to you guys by the Holy Ghost, but I just sense the Lord very strong on this matter. I'm going to be here out of here in like 15 minutes. Actually. Believe for big things. If you are doing a business, put your best into it. You don't have a job, tomorrow begin to apply from this night. If you have a job, go for more. There is not a blessing upon you. What did not work before will now work now. Somebody I'm talking to, you've given up for this, you gave up, I'm going to find a job again, make an idea. Please, pick up your CV. Go and dust it. Update it. There is a job waiting for you now. The anointing has made it available now. Now your business people did not notice, they will now begin to notice it. They will begin to notice it. I pray visibility upon businesses here. Visibility upon businesses here. Visibility upon projects here. Visibility upon companies here. In the name of Jesus. There will be, I saw it in the spirit, something like a glowing light on your head. That when others stand and you stand with them, that light will be glowing on your head and it will distinguish you. I saw it in the spirit. It will be a glowing light. It's like it's there. Now when others stand and you stand, that light is going to be glowing so much, it will be visible upon your head. And I'm talking, I've seen that light lighting upon people's foreheads. I'm seeing it. You begin to see some of them come on that strong influence of God's spirit as I'm talking. You begin to see some of that influence of God's spirit. It will be a glowing light. It will distinguish one ministry from another. It will distinguish one business from another. It will be so clear. It will distinguish one brother from another. People will see it. It will be so obvious. I can preach again. Please pray wherever you are. If you want to come to the altar and pray, come to the altar and pray. If you want to pray, don't pray wherever you are. Just pray. We have 10 minutes, so use it well. We have 10 minutes, use it well. Just pray. It will be a glowing light on your forehead. It will distinguish you from another. This is how we got here.
a glowing light. I saw it resting upon students. Students in campuses, excellent results. Excellent results. They will be distinguished all around. They will be distinguished all around. It will be so clear. It will be so clear. Now begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The moment of encounters has come. I told you we hear this tonight. You will see this. That time has come. Just pray in the Holy Ghost on your heart. The moment of encounters have just come. Away from prosperity now. There are no encounters with the divine in this place. Eyes are open. Ears are open. Sight by the Spirit. Sight by the Spirit. Sight by the Spirit. Encounters with the divine. In front, at the back, moves of God's Spirit. Supernatural flows. Pray. Please pray. Pray. Give me Isaiah 32 verse 15 on the screen. Give me Isaiah 32 15 on the screen. Isaiah 32 15. Put it on the screen. Just pray. I'm not preaching it again. It's not going to be on the screen. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Then the wilderness shall become a fruitful field. Deuteronomy 32:15. Yes. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness become a fruitful field, and the fruit shall be cut into a forest. That anointing is here. Is the Spirit of Jesus. In mighty operation. You have 7 more minutes. Use it well. 7 more minutes. Use it well. Pray out your heart. There are encounters with the divine in this place. The Holy Ghost is moving mightily in this place. I will not lay hands on you, but God is going to touch you by Himself. I don't know who needs to hear this, but you qualify for what I'm talking about. 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 Eyes are open. You will hear things. You will see things. You will experience that touch. There's a mighty move of the Holy Ghost.
in the name of Jesus. Some people are going to get drunk in the next few minutes. Some are going to get drunk. Some are going to get drunk in the next few minutes. Spirit of Jesus. And hear me out. Everybody here, whether you think you are good or you are bad, you qualify for what I'm saying. There's an anointing coming upon you for greater things. For what God is showing you. For where God is taking you. Lift your two hands wherever you are. Holy Spirit, we have a short time, Dad. So please use this short time in the next 5 minutes to do everything that you want to do. Let hunger be satisfied. Let encounters come. Let people's eyes be open. Thank you, Father. Right now, Holy Ghost, meteka kumbera. You know, Ben, when I saw you with that flag, there's an impartation for you for the nation of Ghana. So, Ben, as you're lifting your hands there, the power of God is going to hit you strong. It's for your nation. It's for that nation. Holy Ghost, at the count of 7, round this place. 1, 2, from the front to the back. 3, 4, 5. Please take it. Take. Bring it down. There are moves of God now. Some of you begin to vibrate to the anointing. Some of you begin to hear things. You begin to feel things. Sights and sound. Feelings too. Things you can feel. Things you can see. Eyes are being opened. Ears are being opened. Spiritual flow. Holy Ghost. It's happening already. Woo. Things you can see. Things you can feel. Things you can see. Things you can feel. Pastors, get set. Pastors, ministers, get set. Leaders, get set. There's an anointing for more impact. That's your portion for this way. Now, wherever you are standing, it's resting upon you one by one. Pastors, ministers, leaders, set men, thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move to this place. Portions are being collected. Some of you have never prayed in tongues before. Right now, you begin to pray in tongues. Some of you have never prayed in tongues before. You begin to feel that presence is surging through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Where you are sitting, lying, standing, whatever posture you have, just dare to lift your hands up with expectation. Thank you, Father. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod he wo he, it's your name, breathe.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Your hey, what hey is your name, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. For there is a spirit in man, oh, the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Yod he wo he, it's your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me. Woo! Ha ha ha! Just breathe your name upon me. Just breathe your name upon me. Yodhe wohe, it's your name. Breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name.
Listen, as many hearts that are hungry in this place, Lord is satisfying your hunger. Maybe let's do this fast. Get one partner by your side. Get a partner. Get a partner. Get a partner. Bless that partner. Bless that partner. Don't lay hands on anybody. Just bless that partner. Speak the words coming from your spirit to that person. Speak the words from your spirit to that person. We have a very short time. It's like 5 minutes to go. So bless that partner. There are words God will put in your heart. It's already there. Pour it out. Let it come from your heart. There's a mighty presence in this place. It's so thick you can cut it with a knife. It's so thick. It's so thick. It's the spirit of direction. I'm seeing him in this meeting. Spirit of direction. Thank you.
Just be with your partner. I will get to you if God wants me to get to you. So don't be with your partner. Share with that person. Share with that person. Deep yearnings in the heart of men. As you're praying, there are things that are being heard. Please pay attention. There are things that are being heard. There are things that you see. Thy ear shall hear what behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Yeah. Whether I've touched you or not, God is working already. So just believe. Portions have been shared. Portions have been received. Portions have been shared. Portions have been received. Help him. Just believe. Portions have been shared. They've been received. Whether I touch you or I don't. Let's lift our hands and begin to worship God wherever we are. I don't know if I have time for a petition tomorrow in service, but I think I will. But we have to close tonight because the buses are waiting. Lift your hands, let's worship God. Stop playing that. That is, don't get my spirit. There's a song in my spirit. Just be on the background. Let me pick it. As your heart desires, as you're kneeling here, as you're standing here, as your heart desires, let there be distributions. 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 We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Come and do. Do it again. We are here. That's the last thing. Everyone, please, to ask, let's sing it over this place.
Set our heart on you.
Come and do.
Come and do what you do.
We are here.
We are here.
Yeah, you have done.
You have done what you do.
Come and lay
our heart on you.
Yeah, you have done.
You
for you,
we are for you.
You have done.
You have
done
what you do.
Set our
you.
You have done.
You have done what you do.
We need a move.
We need a move.
Glory to God. There is still hunger, you know, but you will carry it home. You will see things. You will hear things. If you get home and you still want to pray, pray. I know this night I wanted to do much more, but the Lord drove me towards prosperity and it was okay. Some of you actually needed that. But as you go home, burdens will fall on you at different times. Your eyes will see things at different times. The things you know in your hand now that are not placed, that's the point in your hand. Please write it down. That thing that is strong in your hand now, write it. It's going to bless the world. Eyes have been opened, ears have heard, and they will yet hear. Fire has been ignited in the hearts of people. We are not the same anymore. Something has marked us. There is that glowing light on our forehead. It sets us apart in ministry and in many other things. It's getting better. There is that brother or that sister who said, I can't before this meeting. Now it's time to say you can. Not only can you, but you will. You will. This world will hear about Jesus. Who will fulfill our ministry on earth. All the failures of the past are in the past. Because it's a new day now. It's a new day. We will run. We will not be tired. He has set fire on our forehead. And has put speed on our feet. So now we can run. The nations will hear. Mark your dreams tonight. Because the Lord said, I will come to some of you in dreams tonight. Mark what you hear tonight. He will come to you in visions tonight. There are about 7 of you that he will come to through visions of Jesus. You will find encounters that are tangible. It will be so clear to many. After this meeting, it will count. 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 Hallelujah. Who was blessed tonight? This night will not be complete if we don't do some joy in the house. But listen, do not get carried away. Now, this joy is not a carnal thing. Because there is, all I believe every time we release joy, as well as the final dose that is released. Always. So we're going to do joy again. Always the final dose. Yes, yes. 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 Glory to God. Hi. Yes. Yes. You. Yes. You. Yes. Yes. You. Glory to God. Yes. You. Yes. 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 And then the final dose. Yes. All of you. Yes. Yes. All over this place. Yes. All over this place. Yes. Yes! Woo! Yes! Ah! Woo! Yes, over there! Yes! 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 Glory to God! Yes! We're going to release some joy in the Holy Ghost. And do some runs in the Spirit.
take it down. See what I want you to do. Just stand at a spot. Or sit at a spot. Think about all that God has put in your spirit tonight. And start laughing. Think about them and start laughing. You will see an eruption here. Just think about them and start laughing. All that God has put in your spirit. All that He has promised. All the things you've seen. All the sights you've seen. All the promises you have made. Think about them. Think about them. Think, and laugh. Don't hold back, laugh. No, don't smile, laugh.
For every pain you've endured, and every tear you've shed, in the world of your God, the victory is won. I know the journey has been tough. I know the road it has been rough. Wipe the tears off your eyes, for the victory is won. For every pain you've endured, and every tear you've shed,
hey!
In the world of your God, the victory is won.
Do you believe?
I know the journey has been tough. I know the road it has been rough. Just wipe the tears off your eyes, for the victory is.
Sing.
Victory is won. Sounded from the rooftop. Seasons have changed, for the victory. The victory is won. Shout it from the rooftop.
Ah.
I say victory is won. Heavens are open.
These things have changed.
I say victory is won.
Victory is won.
Yes.
Down from the roof.
These things have changed. I say victory is won.
Victory is won. Heavens are open.
Seasons have changed. For the victory is won.
Now you are done laughing. Take it a step further. Run. Hey!
Jesus touched you tonight, right? Good night. He said to them tomorrow. Did Jesus touch you? Did he touch you? Did he touch you? Did he touch you? Did he touch you? Oh, did he touch you? Good night. I don't know. There will be no closing charge. So let's just go from here. God bless you.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.